This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
There was more good news from the jobs market today. Job openings reached a two-year high of nearly 7.5 million in February, according to the latest from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Hiring also increased, mostly in industries coming back from the pandemic, like hotels and restaurants. The number of people leaving jobs, voluntarily or otherwise, was basically flat. But a new survey from Prudential finds that one in four workers plans to look for a new job soon. That's almost double the usual rate. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on what's going on.
This year, Christian Schmidt took stock of his life.
I don't want to say I was unhappy in California. I wasn't, but I think there's more happiness in a lot of ways right now.
Schmidt's a minister and recently moved to Maryland. He wanted to be closer to family. He was also tired of chasing prestige.
That exists in ministers' lives, too. You know, the lure of the big church.
People have personal reckonings about how work fits into their lives all the time, say after they miss their kid's big soccer game or someone close to them gets sick. Amy Rozeski, a professor at Yale who researches the meaning of work, says the pandemic's put us through a national reckoning.
We know that these jolts make people think hard about what it is they're doing, and this often leads to resets.
During the pandemic, one in five workers changed their line of work entirely, according to the Prudential study. The top reason? Reassessing work-life balance. And Rozeski says this shift has been amplified by people working from home and feeling less connected to their workplaces and their colleagues.
They were suddenly confronted with the work itself, right? You're not getting dressed and traveling into work and seeing your friends and having lunch together.
There's also plain old pent-up demand. Companies put hiring on hold, and workers were scared to jump ship. Tom Calkin is a professor of work at MIT.
If they have a job and could continue to work remotely, I think people felt that they were very fortunate and they ought to hold on to what they have. And so we're going to see a bit of a surge.
He says with many jobs staying remote, office workers have more opportunities than ever. That means for employers, well, let the competition over talent begin. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.